This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, December 12th. Well, we had some pressure show up in wheat yesterday as we were stalling against previous resistance, some swing highs in Chicago that the market was having some trouble with. Same thing in Chicago. Minneapolis never really did get to those swing highs, and KC was leading the way lower yesterday, down almost 30 by the end of the day. Chicago wasn't too far behind, down about 20 to 22. So in the night session here, coming into the day session, we're up a little bit, so we are getting some stabilizing in wheat space. But a pretty good break to the downside. It would suggest that we have at least failed temporarily or the short term against those previous resistance. Probably dig a little deeper as we work our way over these next few weeks. Corn was following wheat lower, but soybeans were pushing higher, and there's probably quite a bit of spread activity going on. The weather forecast in Brazil just can't seem to find some consistency. And soybean prices yesterday were sharply higher in response to the forecast, continually pushing rain deeper into the deferred time frame. So we see that the right in front of us, it's turning hot again. It's going to be in the hundreds in northern Brazil. There's spotty rains. They're kind of on the perimeter. So it's not this widespread dryness that would give a clear indication to the market. It's just spotty rains, not quite enough to really alleviate the stress. And then they keep pushing the better rains deeper into the forecast. So, you know, soybean market's struggling to find a direction here. But the bottom line is soybean plantings are way behind schedule. That will push harvest back. That'll push second season corn planting back. So longer term, it's bullish for corn. But right in front of us, you know, the market's going to struggle to really react to that. It's primarily just all about weather when it comes to the row crops, at least at this point. We do have a new Argentine president, and he has halted all grain export registrations for now, and the trade expected that. He's going to announce a new economic policy for the country, and that is going to include a devaluation of the peso. There's been talk of just going to the dollar, but we'll see where this takes us. So the corn market and soybean market and soy meal, of course, a little tentative here, just holding our breath, waiting to see what those policies will be. In some other news, out of France, they are reporting their plantings estimates. Soft wheat is down 5.1%. Durum is down 10.5%, and winter barley is down 4%. And of course, that's primarily because of the heavy rains that they've had during the fall, which really delayed plantings, and then it just got too late. So we're going to see a notable drop in production coming out of France next season. Russia has announced that they're banning all Durum wheat exports until May 31, 2024. So, you know, tight supplies there. They're not a big Durum exporter, but I think it's worth noting, you know, when you look around the world, France is going to be down 10% in their plantings. Russia's stopping Durum exports. U.S. supplies here are near recent record lows. So it's Durum could be the sleeper market as we get into next year. In weather, we're looking at the United States getting a pretty good rain snow system moving through the panhandles of Texas and Oklahoma over these next few days. And we're going to see much above normal temperatures across the northern plains. In Brazil, as we talked about, it's just, you know, the front continues to show hot and dry. The back continues to show rain, but they just have trouble bringing those rain events into the near-term forecast. And some financial reports out this morning, the CPI was up 0.1% from last month. That was compared to the estimate of a flat, so just slightly hotter than what the trade expected. Year over year, the CPI is up 3.1%. The estimate was for 3%. The core inflation rate up 0.3% over last month. The estimate was 0.3%. Year over year, we're up 4.0%. The estimate was 4.0%. So we're right in line with the estimate on the core inflation. Energy was down 2.3% from last month. Food was up 0.2% from last month. So running just slightly hotter than the trade expected, but certainly within reason and within the range of expectations. So moving forward, wheat looks like it's going to get a little bit of some support here, not getting a lot of follow-through selling over the night session. Corn probably will track fairly closely with wheat. Soybeans, it's hard to say. You know, as long as rain is lingering out there in the forecast, it's going to be tough to really rally this market hard. But the downside is also limited until you see those rains actually falling at this point. So a lot of volatility, I think, still to come in the soy complex. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.